Dweller 2026 at 6 o'clock. So, just to let you know that we'll give you apologies after. So, open session now then. Are there any members of the public who may wish to make representations, ask questions, or give evidence at the meeting at which they are entitled to attend in respect of the business on the agenda? This is a period of 15 minutes in total and no more than 3 minutes per person. So is there anybody in the audience who has something they wish to say? No. Right, okay.
Deputy Mayor, can I ask a question? The graffiti down under the bank hill again on the walls, I wonder if the wardens can go and clean it again. There's a lot of graffiti. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Okay. Apologies for absence.
We have a few. Councillor John Robertson. Councillor Graham Brown, Councillor Robert Bruce.
Thank you. So, any disclosures of interest?
No, Mr.
Any to the Mayor now? No? Right, a few to the minutes then. So, obviously we have all read them in detail. Are there any comments on, or any corrections, rather, on page 8?
I would just like to say an update on Santa on the Wagon, that you were kind enough to support it, and that Andy's Man's Club made £535 on their collection.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
I wondered if a comment subject to criteria yet to be agreed should be included to that.
Oh, is that what we would all like? Okay. Page 10 and 11.
Excuse me, Chair. On page 10, we've got our list of project prioritisation, and obviously there was a voting process for that. I'm aware that with regards to floral displays and public floral displays, there is a scheme for companies to sponsor baskets and displays. Can I ask how that's been publicised, and is there anybody who's kind of driving that forward?
Yeah, it's been published through Town Council social media and through our partner organisations, and we will keep pushing it more now as we enter the spring. Once now we're past Christmas, we've already had a lot of interest, so we've sold more hanging baskets already than we did last year, and we've had the first planner sponsored last week, so it is moving forward.
Brilliant. I just wanted that information to be included when we're looking at projects, because obviously that's a way of supplementing and incrementing what we have available in our budget, so that's grand. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Is the scheme limited to businesses, or can individuals apply?
Individuals can apply. Yeah,
so. Also on page 10, and with regard to the voting, I find it quite amazing that the four that the council agreed on, the top four on the list as it was presented. It's just a comment. I'm not asking for a response, just making a comment.
Thank you. Any sort of comments on the do we agree the minutes, those that were present? Put hands up, please. I wasn't here. Okay, yeah, agreed. Item for decision, so we're now going to review the notes from the working group and discuss any recommendations to full council. So I'm going to...
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay, so budget, sorry.
We're shuffling the agenda slightly, is that right?
No.
I was reading it differently.
The agenda on page 4. Page 4 of the agenda has items for decisions coming before the budget.
Yeah, I think items for decisions is a chapter.
Oh, right. Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
It's a heading, but I can't put the software we've got. I've got to put a heading in it. So it's the items for decisions. So I run that.
Budgets and working groups.
So we've got the working groups below the budget, because I thought the budget was more important.
Right, understand that. Thank you for your clarification. Right, so we're on to the budget. So we're on page 12.
Sorry, Chair, regarding the budget, can I just ask for clarification? Is it essential that Council comes to a decision tonight, agrees a budget tonight?
Yes, please.
In terms of time scale?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so we've got two budgets, scenario one and scenario two. So, what's the best for? How do we want to work this? What comments do we want? And what are we doing? What we'll do is we'll do what we're thinking about the pair of them, and then we'll go through item 7, which is the decision making bit. Right, okay. So I'll read out the two scenarios so we're clear. Scenario one is where we agreed previously that we're going to be left reliant on Schedule 3, and we're going to have a preset uplift of £70,000. Under this one, the preset set at 471,775, which includes the £70,000 increase compared with the current year. This is a total expenditure of 685,650 with a total income of 138,752. There's a budget shortfall there of 46,897, which will be met from the one-off extra Schedule 3 apportionment received in the current year, which was approximately 52,769 above the expected amount. The indicative town council impact, because we look at the D's, because in the main look at the D's, the first one that starts to pay this, and it's mainly slightly significant, isn't it? Right, so MCC work on Band D, but most properties in Berwick are A, B and C. That's uncorrected. Right, so the indicative annual council tax by band and scenario one would be for the Band-Aid, that would go up £1.48 per month. This keeps the preset uplift to the £70,000, reduces but does not remove a short-term reliance on Schedule 3 in 2026-27. So it's a transitional measure. Right, so scenario two, and then we'll come on to questions. This is the higher preset to balance the budget and retain the Schedule 3 excess. Under this alternative scenario, the budget is balanced without using the one-off excess from Schedule 3 to cover the shortfall. Therefore, the preset will be 518672. The one-off excess Schedule 3, 52,769, would be used to balance, would not be required to balance the budget. So the increase would be, for Band B, £2.53 per month. So this removes the need to use the excess Schedule 3 receipt to balance the revenue bucket budget and allows the one-off excess Schedule 3 to be retained for other priorities, including to bolster reserves. It provides a clearer separation of recurring revenue funding between the preset and the variable income of the Schedule 3. Right, so queries and questions. So I'll show Tom then Laura.
I was just wondering, it's not a comment for myself just at the moment, I will later. I'm just very aware that this went through Budget and Admin Working Group last week, and which the way the agenda set out today, we'll be coming to that later, and I'm just wondering whether it would be worth having, if there's any report from the Budget and Admin Group that's not been covered by that, whether Councillor Rowe wishes to add anything at this point, or has everything been covered?
Am I allowed to outline? Okay, so yes, we had a long discussion in Budget and Admin last Monday, and I think I would underline what several of the councillors who were at that session said, which is it's very critical that we balance the plan as outlined here with the need to make sure that we're providing value for money for residents. So we had a lot of discussion about scenario one, which offsets some of the impact in the first year, and we resolved to then bring both scenarios to full council today. So I think the key thing with this is obviously both scenarios are valid, but the first scenario offsets some of the impact on residents more perhaps than scenario two. Does that help?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I was also saying I wasn't going to bring individual councillors up in terms of that. Obviously, it was a vigorous debate, but I think that was the.
Thank you.
Anybody who's there who wants to add anything into that, please feel free, but otherwise, I think that summarises what we talked about.
Yeah. Thanks.
Laura,
I have a question. If Band A and Band B folk mostly don't pay council tax.
No, that's not right.
That's not right.
No. What we find in the town is that there are a lot of families where mum and dad are both working and they're £6-7 over the threshold and getting no help. And these people are paying all the increases.
So can we as a council know what proportion of households in Berwick do pay council tax and don't? Those that do and those that don't. Not who they are, but how many they are. And when we say that the preset is calculated based on the number of households in the area, is that total households or households that actually pay their council tax?
could you say that will be something that we would?
It comes to the issue of understanding how the precept that we normally ask for is calculated.
Mm. Well done. So, I don't personally know. Do we know?
Can I answer the question?
Pardon?
Can I answer the question?
Yes, please.
Well, the council sets out its costs for the year, its expenditure, and then brings down the income. And if there's a shortfall, that's usually what is then asked for by the county. So that's your precept. The precept is worked out on a tax base. So our tax base has gone up this year because of a different calculation by the NCC. I think it's now 3,708, which used to be 3,600. So that's more. 3,708 properties.
Properties.
That's your tax base.
Right.
It used to be, so it's gone up slightly. So the more tax base, the less you have to pay. The less, the more money you're going to get in.
Yes,
for
your precept.
So that's how basically the precept is worked.
So NCC tells us how many?
They tell us how many properties, but they don't tell us how much, what percentage of people pay.
No.
It's usually, in a lot of areas, it's usually about 96.4%. It depends how good they are at getting, you know, money in. But it's...
Because if that number is lower than it... if that number is presented higher than it should be in actual reality, does that mean we would end up having a further shortfall?
No.
No?
No. So, the money we've asked for is all our income worked out. We've worked out all our expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what our expenditure is next year, which is includes staffing costs and everything like that. We've looked at, you know, we've contacted landlords and done a 3-5% if we don't know. So we've got all our expenditure worked out. So that shortfall, if anything, hopefully it will be less, but we don't know because our income may be more on markets, our income may be more on sponsorship, our income may be, but we don't know. Oh, because we've only started sponsorship, we've only just started markets. In next year, we'll have a better idea of how much income, so the shortfall will be less next year, we hope.
Right, yes. Okay.
And to reduce the precept even more, we need more income or lower costs.
Sorry, the Chief Officer just mentioned 96.4%, that is the overall number of households who pay from that tax base of 3,708. 96.4% will pay.
I don't know what NCC's figure is, but in the authorities I've worked for in the past, that's been the figure, around about that figure there.
And that's the figure who don't get council tax support, no. You mean, or that's no. The figure who don't default?
Exactly.
Right, okay. Right, so that, the 3,708 is all the households who don't get council tax support, is that right?
Yeah, that's the tax base, that's the amount of properties we've got, which the band D is put into that.
But a percentage of those, whatever it is, 15-20%, something like that, might get council tax relief. So
yeah,
we'll be
I wouldn't know that. It would be an NCC figure for that.
Okay.
Okay, can I bring
if you allow me to speak, I'll try and help.
Thank you.
Vote,
come and vote, suspend. Okay.
Whatever precept you ask for, you will receive, and it depends on how many houses pay as to what it gets divided up to. That's what they're working out at the minute. But say, for instance, 20% of the people houses didn't pay, that 20% will get divided across the ones that pay. The normal collection rate for council tax is about 96%, but we do not know how many properties don't pay.
Yeah.
So I think if that kind of helps you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, Rachel.
Standing orders. just as a point of information, obviously people will be aware that all households where a council tax bill is levied make a contribution toward that bill, because there is no full rebate available any longer than what's historically but currently there is not. People can apply for further assistance, but that is not
Catherine. Yes, thank you, Chair. At the last budget meeting, we talked about the two scenarios here, and one was with the extra shortfall, which was 46,878,97, plus the extra 70,000 for the Schedule 3 that the council wanted to also take the excess money, because they were worried that they may not get it in future years, although this year we've got just shy of 200,000, so I don't think there's going to be any problem getting that money. And also council wanted to also spend that money just on projects rather than income expenses. So what my question is, for the scenario 1 and 2, what is the percentage? So I did ask that question, but I didn't get an answer. The percentage of both, plus what is the percentage if we just went for the budget shortfall without the Schedule 3 money being added to that? So what would that be?
Right, so basically we've already decided, haven't we, that we can't be relying on Schedule 3, because although it's been generous this year, a lot of that income is based around shares and volatility. So therefore, and other expenditure that the trustees may spend from the Freeman trustees. So it may be that some 1 year that could go down to zero. So we need to be prepared for it. And the decision of the council is that we are prepared for it, and that we have decided to reduce the reliance on the precept. That decision's already taken. And that the Schedule 3 money will be spent for the benefit of the people in Berwick upon Tweed. So that decision's already been taken. And then on percentage, etc., I'm not sure, Humphrey, said that. It looks as if with on scenario 1, the percentage increase on the precept would be around 17%, but we are owned, and number 2, 29%. But we're only looking at various, although the percentage is being big, the actual amounts are extremely small. So the amount per month increase on scenario 1 is £1.48 per month, and on scenario 2 is £2.53, so they're very small amounts. So although the percentage looks big, the actual amounts are small, and we do need to be sure that we're financially prudent, and if we've got a set amount of money coming from precept, that is very sensible to have that spent on money with council. It's very sensible to have the precept spent on the people of Berwick-upon-Tweed and projects and youth and anything else that we think is really good for them.
Thanks, so it's really good income that comes into the council, the Freeman Trust money, which has been coming in for a long time. Now, this shortfall of 46,897, if we just raise the precept for that, I'm just interested in what that would be. Would that be sort of
Can I say that's not feasible, because we've already taken that decision on the 70 in the past, so we can't come back to
previous decisions. Because last year you raised the precept 5%.
Yes. Yeah. but we can't come back to the decision.
I'm just saying it's a big increase. Now, when we spoke about this, I did say that 140,000, which is 70 over 2 years, I did say could we do that over 4 years, which would bring it down even more. So that is what council wants to do.
Okay, so thank you for your comments.
Just to raise Jay it, and bring it down low for the...
Catherine, excuse me a moment. Can I just say that if you refer to the minutes, 95.25 budget project, it says here, as a result, the council agreed that Schedule 3 money should be directed towards projects and grants. It was agreed at full council. Why are we wasting time on this tonight? There are so many other things to discuss.
Through the chair, I'm asking questions. I'm entitled to do that. I was asking for the percentages, and that's all. And that's what I was asking. I'm entitled to say that. So I don't need another councillor to come in, you know, without going through the chair.
May I ask you back to chair? One of your questions was, why are we spending the money on projects and grants? That is all I'm saying. We've already agreed this. Why are we
through the chair? Not only that, that money could be spent on everything. Income plus budget, plus projects. So I mean, all I'm saying is that money is sort of being added to say, oh, we need this extra money now.
Thank you, Catherine. We just can't come back, so I'm over
okay.
to...
But I said that before.
Can I just suggest that if the percentages have been asked, can we take that off the line of this meeting? That's not part of what we were discussing. The two parts here were how we split this, which was already agreed as per the councillor. Totally understand if you want the percentages, but that's not part of this meeting. So if those can be... created outside of this, and we can move on and make a decision on this.
Right, Tom.
Yeah, sorry, just a small clarification. I think in your explanation there, Chair, you mentioned that the scenario one increase amounted to £1.49 a week or something like that, if I remember the figure you said.
£1.48 per family,
right.
Per month. Per month. 34 pence per week.
Okay. Right. That's the increase, right? Sorry, yeah. I was reading the £127.29 per year, but that's the total amount, not the increase. That's fine, thank you. So yeah, the total amount per year for Bandy is £127.29, which effectively is £10 a month, which is less whatever £2.40 a week. £127.29. That's for Bandy, and Band A, B, and C will be less than that.
Mm.
Whereas for scenario two, instead of being £2.40 a week, it would be whatever £2.60 a week. So that scenario two, you're paying an extra 20p a week. That's what we would be asking people to pay.
So yeah. Does anyone have anything new to add? Or I'll just put my little comment in.
If we chose option two, how would that affect next year's thinking about increases?
Council agreed to raise it 70,000 a year for 2 years. So if you went for option two, and so what you've done, you've agreed to raise it 70,000 for 2 years to remove the reliance on Schedule 3. If you go for Schedule 2, you're raising it above that to cover the shortfall. So next year will be the same scenario.
70,000 again.
Plus any shortfall. But we, hopefully incomes might be more, so we don't know what the shortfall is.
Again, I think that those figures were based on the last couple of years, Schedule 3 being around about 140,000. Obviously, by the time we get to the end of 2026, that 2026 figure might be significantly less. It might be even more. Who knows? Stock market was a bit of a dip today. Who knows? But I think we've talked before of maybe a 5-year sort of rolling average. It might be that if we're trying to eliminate it completely, then obviously we're eliminating a figure that varies, I suppose, is what I was saying. So it's quite difficult to be precise.
I was just
looking
for an
indication. Yeah.
Laura,
if we went for option two, would it be possible for some of the shortfall to be put into the operational reserve to make that more a bit more substantive, and some of it go to projects and grants? Is that possible? Have
you
done
the work? You mean the excess Schedule 3 payment?
Yes, I do.
It will be put wherever you councillors want it to go.
But it's possible for it to go into the operational reserve.
Anyone else to throw my little bill?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I'm just thinking about the Schedule 3 additional funding, that access that we weren't expecting in our budget, and the operational reserve, and obviously Scenario 1 seems quite financially sensible. Scenario 2, I'd just like us to consider the fact that we need to have a decent operational reserve so that we are financially resilient. And if we're moving away from reliance on Schedule 3, and then we put that surplus into Scenario 1, so is that slightly at variance? Just a comment from me, Phil.
Just going to be careful about language. It's not a fact that we're not insolvent or anything of that nature.
No.
Anything that we want to put into the reserve makes it, it's a want. We'd like to do that, but we shouldn't represent it as it's a fact that we need to do that. It's not. So
yeah.
It would be better to be in a better position, but that's one of the number of scenarios on the table.
Yeah. Okay. That's Tom.
To make my position clear, I will be voting for Scenario 2 on the basis of a strong belief that Schedule 3 money is a windfall which we should use to benefit as many of the community as possible, and particularly young people who don't necessarily pay council tax at all. They'll be living in households, but they themselves are sort of whatever 14 to 20 year olds who get pretty raw deal in Berwick one way or another. They won't benefit from using this money to effectively underwrite precept payments or council tax payments. So if we can use Schedule 3 money on projects that directly benefit them, or other sections that effectively feeds directly back into as wide a part of the community as possible, I think that's got to be a benefit.
Okay, so any more new areas or comments? Okay, so I'm going to move to the next step in decisions. So I'm going to confirm which budget scenario is to be adopted for this next financial year, and formally set the 2026-27 precept. I'm on page 16. Who is going to vote for scenario 1?
No, you don't.
Scenario 1.
Can I ask? Because if I don't vote for scenario 1 because I would prefer scenario 2, it doesn't mean I don't want scenario 1.
Can you do it in reverse?
Yes. But we've got to vote. But we have to take a vote to move forward.
Should we vote scenario 2 first?
Yes, I'm going to say.
And then scenario 1 is the fallback.
Yeah. Okay, right. So, who will be voting for scenario 2?
We need a proposer and a seconder for this.
I need a proposer and a seconder.
Proposed.
John's
yes.
Proposer. John's seconder. Right. So, scenario 2, hands up again.
All in favour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Against. Two. Abstain. One.
I didn't put my hand up.
Are you for, against, or abstain, councillor, for scenario two?
Against.
Okay. Chair, I'm just voting against both of them, scenarios, just so you know.
So, scenario. Did we vote on scenario one? I did.
That's gone through.
Oh, yeah. Six, four. Scenario two.
So, scenario two. Agreed.
Does the chair wanted to vote?
Yeah.
Did you vote? I was thinking that I would vote if necessary.
You can vote.
I can vote.
Of course you can. Three months of council.
Or you can abstain.
Scenario two.
Seven.
Okay. Can it be a named four
no.
in the minute?
No. No.
Why not?
Sorry.
Why not?
What does that mean?
Who voted for what?
Yeah. You need to. We can vote on a name vote. We can vote.
It's not advisable.
Well, you just have to. You can.
I think it's
a second. I propose it. And someone say vote.
All right.
Do we have a seconder? No. Motion fallen.
So, confirmed with it.
I don't know how that works.
Okay. So, the precept for next year is 5.86. So, that needs to be.
Did you get what you wanted, Gabby? Did you vote what you wanted?
Yeah.
Just waiting on our
eyes. So, I need everybody to vote. Precept for money we're asking Menzies for next year is 518,662.
So the next vote then. That's where this one may be.
That's it.
So we go to page 15, and the next part of the vote is that we are voting that we are requesting a precept of 518,672.
That figure is mentioned on page 15.
16, sorry, Councillor.
16, sorry.
In scenario two, halfway down.
Yeah.
518,672.
All right.
All those in favour.
All those in favour, please, hands up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Against.
Against.
Abstain.
Any abstentions?
No. Thank you. Carried.
Carried.
Next one. I'm going to be able to test this budget for you. No, that's what we've been going through.
Sure, ma'am. Okay, so have we finished on
budget? We have.
Budget. Right, we're finished on budget. So I'm coming back to the agenda.
Sorry, Chair, the last of those three decisions required was confirmed delivery.
It confirmed at the last council meeting.
Okay, so it didn't need to be on this?
No, it didn't need to be on this.
Okay, that's fine. Let's just make that clear. Thank you.
Right. Right, okay, so we're now notes of the budget.
Sorry. We've found a discrepancy on the second vote of the precept. We've got 7 in favour, 3 against, and 0 abstentions. So can we have another vote? Can we have another hands up, please?
That hands up for that precept, which was confirmed again.
The 518,672 that we're voting for, the 518,000.
Scenario 2, the precept would be 518,672. Please confirm how you voted before. 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, so now I'm handing over to Councillor Lowe on the budget and administration working group summary.
You'll be glad to hear this is a short one. The meeting was called to order by myself. The usual formalities were undertaken. Thorough review and discussion of all the agenda items was undertaken by councillors. Item 4.26, the budget. This has been discussed separately. Item 5.26, expenditure versus budget year to date. The report was studied in detail. Any variances were discussed and explained by the officers. Item 6.26, grant application. Grant application from Friends of Castle Park on behalf of the Berwick Festivals Group. Unfortunately, with the budget for the financial year being spent, it was with regret that the group had to reject the application. Item 7.26, notification of issues. The group scrutinised the reports and there were no concerns or discrepancies raised. Item 8.26, bank reconciliations. The group considered the accounts in detail and agreed they were all in order. Item 9.26, items for next agenda. The group discussed several items for the next agenda. These included meeting structure with an annual review, operational reserve levels and associated risks, and lastly, partner organisation and stakeholder forums. Has anybody got any questions over those? Okay.
Laura, I haven't got any questions. I've got two comments to make, please. On item 4.26, the notes include, with regard to setting priorities, the importance of context in prioritising projects, including historical expenditure to drive their events. I'd just like to say thank you. I'm very pleased to see that that got into the note. And the next item was, if I could turn my page. There we go. One before notification of receipts, with regard to the grant application that had to be denied, that it's worth noting that there's going to be a change of grant applications to twice a year when councils will be able to look at them in the full rather than one by one occasionally. Again, I think that's important to note.
Okay. Okay, so I think that's everything on that one. No other question. I'll move on to 9.26, the environment and community group. So over to James.
Right, the meeting was called to order by myself, and usual formalities were undertaken. Through review and discussion of all the agenda items. Thorough review and discussion of all the agenda items was undertaken by councillors. That's my writing. From the notes of the previous meeting, there was a query regarding the cost of a bus shelter. It was confirmed to be £8,000. The notes were then agreed upon without objection. I'll give a brief summary now of what was discussed, allowing time for questions from councillors at the end of each item. So item 4 was the decisions from full council. We looked at the law and updates were provided by officers. With regard to new allotment sites, there was a detailed discussion about various sites and projects, for example, extending the Five Archers and Shieldfield plots. The importance of securing land for community use was emphasised. Item 5, Quayside units. There's been positive feedback from traders following the launch of the units. However, some group members pointed out there's an issue regarding accessibility for all. There was a detailed discussion about the positioning of the units. It was also suggested that Berwick Academy be approached about pupils designing and painting the units, and the group agreed to recommend it to full council. Does anybody have any questions on those two points? Sorry, Mr. Jordan. Question item 6, the Palace Green Remembrance Garden. It had been proposed to install a dedicated memorial garden within Palace Green Scout Garden. After some debate, the group agreed to recommend to full council that the area should be improved with a pocket park or garden, but not a memorial at this time. Officers to seek grant funding.
Just a little comment that's a really nice part that's well used by the Brownies and the Rainbows and they do a lot of
scouts. why did even a pocket park come up for discussion? We weren't asking for a pocket park.
It was asked if we could have a memorial garden.
Yes, a memorial garden, where there was something to have a memorial for, but not a pocket park.
It was agreed to recommend. It hasn't been recommended.
Right.
So I'm just going to say then that the Brownies and the Rainbows love using it, and they do a lot of building fires and dead buildings. So whatever we do moving forwards, it's nice just to look at the uses by those young children.
This could come up with a recommendation.
Is this that the kind of cleaner?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I just had a question on that. I just wondered, that land belongs to the scouts, so
yes.
they agreed to that.
No.
Again, it's a recommendation, so perhaps we could discuss it when it comes up for voting on. Yes? Item 7, the Arches adoption. 5 Arches management plan was discussed, as were concerns over the accumulation of litter. It was agreed to recommend to full council that the management plan be presented to Northumberland County Council. Just a quick point on that about the litter. I did ask about Ministry's new homes and whether or not they were allocated bins. They were. They got them a week after they moved in. Item 8, town forum updates. The importance of regular updates from the town forum was emphasised, and members agreed the council is sending the forum and the forum will bring reports to the next meeting. War memorials, that's item 9. This is an ongoing project. The memorial is currently under the responsibility of NCC. The group discussed the complexity of adding names to existing memorials, suggestion made for a separate one, and creating an accessible entrance to the rear of the Castlegate Monument. Item 10, the Woodland Walk. Project is progressing slowly, but terms have been agreed and is now in the hands of solicitors. Item 11, Salmon Queen. A very positive meeting of the Salmon Queen's task group took place earlier in the day and planning is going well. More detailed notes will be brought to the next meeting. That's of the Environment Working Group. 12, items for future agendas. Items already on the list include town centre garden, additional trees, assets of community value, public access to defibrillators, Spittle Promenade, 5 Arches entrance, 5 Arches adoption, which we've already said is going through, and spa well issues. There were several items added, pocket park in Palace Green or garden, Far East campaign memorial, Grove Garden South, public water fountain reinstatement, Northumbria in bloom, and public access EpiPens. These items were noted for consideration in upcoming meetings. I'll now hand over to Chair for the recommendations.
Thank you, Jane, and thank you for the group. Right. Item 5, full council to approve officers to engage with Berwick Academy to work with the artists in residence and pupils to design and paint the Quayside Pub. Is that right? Pardon? Those in favour?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Any against?
Abstain.
Any abstentions? Right, item 6, full council to approve the creation of a pocket park garden within Palace Green and some wider maintenance of the area to improve it. Those in favour?
Just given what Councillor Forbes was saying earlier, is that worth a discussion before we vote on it?
I think we need, the scouts were approached about a memorial, which we were quite happy because that goes with the value of scouting. Mm-hmm. We don't want anything else done to it except tidied up a little bit. Do you know what I mean? That is where we light our fires, we do our shelter building. That's where the kids have freedom to run around in a safe and secure place. We don't want anything else. If you want your memorial, put it in.
Right, Stephen.
Ahead of this, we met with Councillor Bruce and a member of the Scouting Association,
Paul.
And the discussion was that Paul would take it back to the Scouts that if we were to create a small pocket park down there, which would just be improving the area where the gate is at the far end.
The far end, where the gate is, where I've seen the little diagram.
Yes.
Removing
the ivy, the general tidying up of the area, that the Scouts would be happy along those lines.
As long as it's at the bottom
far
of the
end,
gate.
Yeah. So it would all work would be in conjunction with the Scouts' approval.
That's fine.
And is that what we're referring to when we say pocket park?
Pocket park, yes.
No, that's helpful.
That is helpful. Thank you.
Laura, next.
My recollection of the discussion was the reason that the memorial was not included in the recommendation was that the families of the people involved who died or were imprisoned or badly injured in the Far East have not been consulted on this yet.
We are just looking to help with the Scouts clean it up at this time and to make it a more inviting prospect for the Scouts and local residents as well.
Yeah, but we still wanted to have that rough and ready thing where the kids can build shelters and amongst the trees and the... We don't want
it. It will still have that.
We don't want to take away that.
It's a help.
That freedom that they have when they're down there.
The wardens are good, but they're not that good.
Right, so shall we... thank you, everyone, for your comments on that. So moving on, can we come back to item 6? For Council to approve the creation of a pocket park garden within Palestine and some wider maintenance of the area to improve it. But obviously we're going to be working really closely with the Scouts and the Brownies and whatever they do. So given that, Laura.
Can that not be added to
can
the
that be
recommendation
added?
Mm. In conjunction with the Scouts?
Yeah, I think that's
And the Brownies.
No,
and the Rainbows.
No, the
Scouts own it, but they use
right,
it.
Brownies just hire.
But they use it in the same way.
With all groups.
With all groups.
Relevant stakeholders.
With
all relevant
stakeholders. With relevance. Right, are we agreeing that now? Hands up, please, if you're for that now.
Oh, of course, that's
everyone.
Unanimous. Right, item 7. Full Council to approve the Five Archers Management Plan to be sent over to Northumberland County Council for comment. All those in favour, hands up. Okay, moving on now to UK Town of Culture. I have to read this. Right, go. Before moving to this debate, I've got something to read to you. This is a short, factual briefing on what is being proposed tonight and what the decision in front of us will entail. The Department of Culture, Media and Sport launched its UK Town of Culture programme in October 2025. The aim is to support towns to showcase their own distinctive story and cultural identity. To develop an ambitious and accessible programme for 2028 and crucially to build an enduring legacy that lasts well beyond a single year. Berwick is eligible to build in the small town category that has to be under 20,000 residents alongside separate categories for medium and large towns. There will be a winner in each category. And those winners are then considered for the main award of £3 million, with two runners-up of £250,000. This is designed to be a place-based partnership bit. It needs to include the principal local authority, Northumberland County Council, and it needs a lead applicant to act as the initial point of contact and support early stages of this process. The reason this matters is not only the funding. Even the process of developing an expression of interest, what is called an EOI, has real value. It brings partners round the same table, strengthens relationships, raises the town's profile, and creates a shared narrative about what a culture-led regeneration could look like here, socially, economically, and creatively. And when we say Berwick, we mean Berwick in the widest sense, Tweed, Miles, Spittle, and surrounding villages, because this is the lived reality of our community. There's also a clear sense of momentum. We're aware of a groundswell of support from across the town and beyond, cultural organisations, key individuals and wider civic partners. The Town Council's formal endorsement is now an important part of making a credible partnership bid possible. So, what are we being asked to do tonight? In essence, you're being asked whether the Town Council endorses Berwick pursuing an EOI for the UK Town of Culture for the 2028 decision, and whether we support the formulation of a small, agile bid working group to take the EOI forwards in partnership with others, with an EOI submission deadline of the 31st of March, is that this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's equally important to be clear about what you're not being asked to do tonight. You're not being asked to approve a full programme for 2028 this evening. You're not being asked to sign off any detailed budget or staffing structures, contracts or final governance arrangements. These things, if we proceed, would need to be worked through. Right, so I won't be able to answer. So if we go, Laura, then Tom, can you answer any queries?
Okay.
Laura.
Sorry, I must have missed it at the beginning. Who is that from?
So we've been asked.
And I understand. I just wanted to know who that piece was from. Thank you. That's all. Thank you. I think it's a great idea.
Well,
can I... Tom. You mentioned the figure of... £3 million to the winner, or £2.5 million to the winner, and £250,000 to the two runners-up. If am I right, and it's I just sort of skimmed the government website last week, if you get shortlisted, there is also a an amount of money, I can't remember if it's £100,000, £60,000, thank you, per town, to enable you to develop that bid, so it doesn't underwrite completely, well, it might underwrite completely, the cost of putting the full bid together. So that it's a two-stage process. There's the expression of interest, 31st of March. At that point, a shortlist will be drawn up. All those towns get £60,000 to go away and do more work. So it's if there is a budget to be spent between now and March, I think it would mostly be in office at time rather than anything else, from my understanding of the expression of interest.
No, I
answer.
Yes, we're not being asked to give any staff time to it. All it would be is if there's a formulation of a working group, which I think is a party, which will be run by Extreme, which is Ros over there, is we will be part of that group.
Well, okay, which brings me to the second thing I was going to say is, should the Town Council be the lead applicant? Just a
thought. Can I suspend standing orders and invite Ross to speak?
Can we vote?
Can we vote to suspend standing orders? Okay.
So, I'll stand up.
Thank you.
You can hear me. If you have any, I'm really happy to answer questions. This one has been simmering for 2 or 3 months. Our MP is really keen to support a bid from Berwick, and NCC, as I understand it, are really keen to support a bid from Berwick. For reasons best known to the world out there, a lot of those comments have come to me at the Maltings. I've had a lot of conversations with Ben from Schoolyard. I've also talked to a film festival about this, and I raised it with the council because I knew it was on the agenda. So our proposal as the professional arts organisation, who have people who are trained to work in this field and probably have the skills and expertise, is that we form a small working group over the next couple of months to draft an expression of interest document, which we will then consult on widely, share with the council, make sure there's extensive buy-in, and that in order to put that into the machine that is this competition, the Maltings would be the lead applicant. All that means is that we're submitting the expression of interest. I would expect, if we get a positive response to that, that there will be a much bigger group of people who will shape the full application, using that £60,000 probably to bring in outside expertise to help shape it. The way that that bigger bid has to be structured is there has to be an accountable body, and that really needs to be NCC, who will be responsible for overseeing the finances, particularly if we were lucky enough to secure the £3 million pot. And then there is a delivery body, and our current thinking is that that would be a consortium-based organisation. There's no one organisation in Berwick that's going to steamroller themselves into that position, and that's certainly not the Maltings' intention. We just want to enable this to happen and move quickly in a way that a lot of the volunteer-led organisations may struggle with, but it is quite a tight turnaround. So that's really why Storyyard, Maltings Festival, and hopefully a representative of the Town Council can try and pull that process together in order to create the opportunity for a more formally consortium-structured group to take a big bid application forward. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Any more questions for us before we go?
Rachel. Initially, because of this process and the time scale, effectively it's a nil cost, because you're looking for a council to represent and channel and feed in and out, and to endorse, so it'd be the county council who ultimately would be the accountable body, and town council would be supportive, but not actually incurring resource costs at this point.
I think at this point nobody would be incurring costs. The one element here is that Create Berwick have been supporting some planning days with a consultant called Matt Baker, who has a lot of experience in terms of shaping cultural agendas. They're happy to pay for two or three more days of Matt's time to support that working group, but it's really time to give Berwick a collective position that is as strong as it possibly can be. Secure that £60,000, which will then allow us freedom to shape a whole different approach. I think that NCC needs to be the accountable body, but we could finalise that if we were fortunate enough to get £60,000 and we have some specialist advice on the appropriate legal structures, because certainly the City of Culture, which is the precedent for this, most cities set up an independent company to run this project, because there's no one organisation that absorbs it into their everyday working remit, and that may be a strong way to do it in Berwick. So there are no firm decisions and no firm guidance on that at the moment. Those are things the group and the wider community would need to wrestle with if we were successful.
But in essence, we have absolutely nothing to lose in supporting, endorsing, and otherwise.
That's an excellent way of putting it. Everything to gain.
And all to gain. Well, yes, opportunities which are there. And the exercise itself brings about conversation, ideas, generating
absolutely. And one of the priorities is children and young people. About legacy to town, so it's all the benefits that would satisfy many of the council's agendas through the lens of culture.
So, Phil, then we've already got a question.
It wasn't a question for Ross, actually. It was, am I okay to make some comments just in terms
of course, you can. Thank you, Ross, and thank you, Ben, for coming along and sitting down with me.
So, ahead of this Town of Culture piece that the government put together. I've done some research over the summer around the City of Culture, which you may know Bradford won and has been deploying for the last sort of year or so. And the programme that they put together was a mix of long-term legacy, and by that investment and development of buildings and structures, and also a number of exhibitions, residencies, all kinds of those sort of elements, which attracted world-class cultural people, artists, makers, whatever. That has delivered multi-million pound investment into Bradford. In fact, I was over in Glasgow a couple of months ago at one of the exhibitions that was put on as a tri-city exhibition that was around Bradford sponsoring Glasgow and another city as well. The benefits are immense, not just from winning as it was outlined, but the ability to leverage Berwick beyond just our local, our locale, the PR and all of that side of things is huge. And the fact that they brought this town element to it really underpin a lot of the cultural developments that we see happening in Berwick right now. So if you've got any sort of concerns about this kind of approach, I would really recommend that you look online at the Bradford City of Culture site. It's immense. It really was impressive.
Okay. Catherine?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think it's really exciting. And I'd like to propose that we support this.
Okay, yeah, so... Seconded, right hand up for those who wish to endorse this. Okay.
Do we have to nominate
a... So the next little bit is... Can we nominate someone to... Can we nominate the chief? The proposal is that we nominate the chief officer to be part and Councillor Rowe. So we've got two people who are our liaison people, the initial working group. Would that be okay? Chief officer and Councillor Rowe.
Yeah.
Andrew, if you agree.
I think that was unanimous.
Right, okay, I'm going to move on quickly to the Tory track. It looks as if the government's going to allow the regional mayor, NECA, what's that, North East Combined Authority, to raise tourist tax. At the moment, it looks as if that tourist tax will then go into the pot for the mayor to spend across the region. So the proposal is that we write a letter saying that if tourist tax is raised, we will have no choice over whether it arrives or not. If it does arrive, then surely it should be spent locally. Mm-hmm. So if you're happy for the chief officer, would it be to write a letter on our behalf?
No,
comment.
No, I think it should be stronger than that. I think if the tourist tax is going to be raised, especially with the toughness of the current environment at the moment, if a tourist tax is going to be raised, it absolutely should be spent in Berwick. Mm-hmm. Whatever is raised here should be spent in Berwick. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, we are not here to underpin the mayor's personal projects or whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. Absolutely have no problem in principle with raising funds from a tourist tax, but not for somebody else's benefit. It should be for Berwick's benefit. I would absolutely, categorically not support a tourist tax based on any other scenario.
Laura,
who would be in control of the money that arrived here? We don't know that.
It's all proposals.
So we could propose that we are.
We should be.
Just ask.
My understanding is that the... Glenn Sanderson would quite like to is having the same argument with the combined authority mayor as well.
So can I have
a vote that you're in agreement with the chief officer writing on our behalf.
Can we see the text before it goes to the...
Of course you can prove my vote.
Okay, could we have hands up if you agree?
All in favour, please.
All in favour.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm now on to date of next meeting. That will be Monday, the 23rd of February at 6 o'clock. And I'd like to thank you all for a very complicated and difficult meeting.
It wasn't difficult for you, Chair, but you made it very easy for us.
Right, thank you, everyone.
Sorry, are we coming on to anything confidential or were we set that right? I wasn't sure if it was detention. You can do though, because if it hadn't been for me, it wouldn't have been on tonight's agenda. So it would have just come as scenario one.
I was talking to Stephen earlier, and I said, which do you think we'll go for? Oh.